Hello there, all of you out there, all you listeners. I love finding out that there were listeners on my podcast. It really excites me. And of course, I encourage you to leave messages. I love hearing voices and getting messages. It encourages me as well. And also, it just kind of reminds me too of why I'm doing this. You know, when I get messages that something I've said helped or is helpful or that I'm bringing joy, it really makes me feel good. And then it just, when I kind of slip into a funk or something like that, I listen and I remember, and then it just kind of gets me all going again. I mean, of course, every day I just kind of wake up and get myself motivated and do my routines and all of that to keep myself going, because my biggest thing is for myself and my family and my friends. And then with the excess energy, I do Mental Girl, and I do the website, my books and podcasts and all of that stuff. And I reach out to people on social media and just try to help where I can. Because, as you know, you peek online, there are a lot of people out there that are pissed off and or just raging out or frustrated or anxious or scared or sad or any number of things. And you can see it. And I think a lot of us need that boost. So I look around too. And it was really amazing because there's a woman that I do follow for exercise. She does a lot of stuff, but she does like a fabulous over 50s. And she posted something that was just right up my alley. And it was about how she just can't afford to be herself toxic or be around toxic people. She just felt her body, her health, and everything. She just, it was just something that she couldn't afford. And I was just reading this, and I was like, yes. And I wrote her a message, and she wrote me back. And I saw other people were writing, and she's always encouraging people to just keep on kicking it up. And that's why I really think it's great, because she's fabulous over 50. And I love seeing older people still encouraged and inspired to do things, because as I'm aging, I'm finding even like more energy, more optimism. It's kind of interesting, and I'm very happy because that's just propelling me forward. So I want to do more and more. Had some great conversations with people on Twitter this weekend that were really fun and made me feel so good, and just kind of like inspired me to check things out. I have some ideas percolating. And I'm still close to getting Mental Girl on paperback. That one took a little bit longer than I expected. I actually did outsource a lot of work, but, you know, gets to the point where the income is not as much as the outcome, so I have to do some of it myself, and it gets a little overwhelming. So, but it's coming. So it's Monday, the beginning of the week. I know I always say it's just another good time to challenge ourselves. To just keep going, keep moving forward. I keep having these flashes of, instead of screaming out, you know, what can people do for me? What can the government do for me? Why aren't they dead? I'm questioning myself. What can I do for others? You know, I'm not in politics, so I don't really have that kind of power. I'm not a big-time celebrity either, and, you know, I'm happy to be right where I'm at. I feel like even if I'm making small changes with a few people, that's, I always say quality, not quantity. But I want to know, what can I do? When I start to get sad, instead of spiraling down into crappy behavior, I kind of want to figure out, how can I turn that around? Because I notice that even, I mean, I'm human. I have moments of like, why don't people like me more? Or well, I don't know about liking me more. I mean, I love, it's more about like, I want attention. I'll admit it. Sometimes I just want attention, or I miss my friends. I had a conversation about that with somebody, you know, just, we miss our friends. And, you know, if you're lucky, and I feel very blessed to have a family and I get to see them. But I miss some of my other friends, and I miss certain things that I used to do. And you can kind of get into a little funk. And I will find myself a little grouchy, or I just, you know, frustrated that I can't do what I want to do. And then I try to remember, well, what can I do? What kinds of things could I do that unleash this wonderful feeling that I get when I want to do things, try things, create things, and then spread joy to other people? So that's a real good question that I ask myself. And then as I do that, it's just slowly, it steers me in the right direction. You know, I've been reading a lot of history lately, actually. Never really liked it. It always depressed me because I was just like, wow, human beings. What is that Shakespeare line? What fools these mortals be? It's true. But it is interesting to me. There's so much history out there to read. And then you watch people do things and you're like, oh my God, could you read some history? You know, we've been here before and I think there's a better way to do this. But I see people making some similar mistakes and I'm like, oh dear, you know, God, could you just pause and explore some new options? It would be awesome. You know, I get it. It's uncomfortable to go outside your, and I'm going to say this because I do feel like it's hard when your habit is drama and anger, and I've been there before, it's hard to change that habit. It's like any habit that becomes destructive. It's kind of hard at times because you just, it's like your thing is to do that, but you may be uncomfortable at first and you may not really see any like quick results. Sometimes you do actually, but sometimes it's not. It's not like what you're imagining. But with time, you do. With time, you really, really do. So again, I challenge you to be rebellious against all of this, the rage and stuff. Watch what comes out of your mouth. You know, just explore the thoughts that come through your head. We're all human. We get angry. But just look at all the wonderful people doing wonderful things. And they are. They just don't yell as loud. Just sort of, you know, nurture your anger and your rage and your stress. Find ways to release that in a more productive way. I would say use a lot of self-love and stuff. And then you start seeing things. You start seeing things that just make you feel better. You know, they used to say ignorance was bliss, but I don't think so anymore. I think that I think bliss is bliss, but it's stretch yourself. I think it's important. I think there's just so much beauty in the world, and you don't want it to all this stuff to infect you. You know, stay away from toxic stuff. I really say turn off the news. There's other people out there that are giving the information. They just don't talk like that. Protect your mental health. It's so important. Your mental health is so valuable. It's just, you know, we're all connected in there. Everything, there's all this, you know, from the tip of our heads to the bottom of our feet, it's all connected. So I've really learned what I put in there, what I entertain, sort of has an effect. So I'm just trying to find ways, dancing a little bit more, singing. I want to get back to my doodling. I haven't done that in a while. I've just been working on the books and work on more books, work on more stories, work on some inventions. Just try anything to steer yourself away from that doom and gloom, because if you do read, if you do dabble in some history, you'll see people survived a lot. And most of the people who survived and did magical, wonderful things were because they did not let it stop them. If anything, it just kept encouraging and inspiring them to make really amazing, wonderful changes. So I say check all of that, you know, explore the history and the science and find ways to release your drama. Do a Shakespeare play. We are studying Shakespeare, and I have never really been into it because sometimes it was just so dark. I mean, there is some comedy, but some of it was just too much. But actually, I'm it's making a little sense to me. And there are some things, you know, release that energy. Sort of observe the past, the present, and try to be excited about the future. It's your future too. And think about this. how do you want to look back on this? How do you want to look back at yourself on this? That's how I try to remember too. You know, with all the big events in my life, big, both happy and sad, there's always a moment where I'm like, how do I want to look back on this? I mean, you're in the moment and you're doing whatever you're doing, but how do you want to look back on it? Because you're going to talk about these moments and these memories. And how do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk, yeah, I just picked on everybody and yelled at everybody and I was abusive? Or do you want to go, yeah, you know, I got out there and I did my best and I encouraged people to do well and I inspired myself and I encouraged myself and I just kept going and I got stronger. There's options. So thank you for listening. I really, again, just thank you so much for your retweets and your shares. I'd like to get my podcast out a little bit more. I'd like to get some more people listening. So if you feel like you benefited, please share with others. leave me messages. You know, you can send me emails. You can go on my website and send me emails. And, you know, we're here to encourage each other. We're here to inspire each other. All right. Thanks for listening. Till next time.